When it comes to protecting your home, experience matters. Sheriff Goslin Roofing has been installing quality roofs for 120 years, delivering dependable craftsmanship and durable roofing systems designed to last. From inspections and repairs to complete roof replacements, our team is committed to doing the job right the first time. Learn more at sheriffgoslin.com and follow Sheriff Goslin Roofing on Facebook. Sheriff Goslin, protecting what matters most.
FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions, including Clenham Radio, Bator, Gaskia FM, Techiman, and Radio Wah Wah. Get radio, TV, and online content on the MyJoyOnline.com interactive app for Android and iOS devices. Coming up, in spite of the widespread criticism, President Akufo-Addo defends his track record as president, insisting it is one that is unmatched and makes him proud.
In all modesty, I'm exceedingly proud of my record in office and the considerable achievements that have been recorded in all sectors of national life.
Also, Ghana National Association of Teachers takes on the Office of the Special Prosecutor for its latest report alleging over 2.8 million cedis has been paid to ghost workers.
Temale Metropolis. There are still teachers whose salaries have been dropped by this OSC. There are things happening that we are expecting him to go there. You shouldn't be the teachers alone.
The approach is not the best, and certainly it will affect the outcome.
What's up in business, Daryl?
Hannah, expect to pay more for prices of petroleum products in the coming weeks unless a city situation improves. We've got details on the Joy Business Report.
And later, traders and residents living around Kwame Nkrumah Circle here in the national capital demand placement of dustbins at vantage points in the area to avoid indiscriminate littering.
People choose to throw rubbish anywhere and anyhow, so we need
dustbins.
Rubbish containers are needed.
All of this and more with me, Hannah Odami. This is Joy News. Independent, fearless, and credible journalism. We start off with the president. In spite of the widespread criticism, he has been defending his track record in every aspect of governance, insisting it is one that is unmatched and makes him proud. While swearing in his new ministers and deputies, he listed the various sectors of the economy and touted his record while admonishing his new appointees to build upon the work done so far.
In all modesty, I'm exceedingly proud of my record in office and the considerable achievements that have been recorded in all sectors of national life these last 7.5 years, one or two of which have been very difficult as a result of global developments. Whether it is in the management of the national economy, in education, healthcare, roads, railways, digitalization, infrastructural development, agricultural and industrial transformation, the protection of Ghana's territorial integrity and security, the fight against corruption, the battle against environmental degradation, the response to the COVID-19 pandemic, entrenching the tenets of good governance and the rule of law, contributing to the attainment of regional and continental integration and unity, being at the forefront of the growing demand for the reform of global governance institutions, or in advocating respect for international law and multilateralism. The record is there for all to see. And I believe it is one which, in all humility, is at the least the equal of any in the history of the Fourth Republic. I can say in all good conscience that I have not betrayed the mandates the good people of Ghana conferred on me.
You heard there, President Akufo-Addo. The Ghana National Association of Teachers is casting doubt over the latest reports from the Office of the Special Prosecutor alleging over 2.8 million cedis has been paid to ghost workers. The Office of the Special Prosecutor and the Controller and Accountant General's Department joint investigation covered government's payroll administration, focusing on employees in the northern region. Here are excerpts of the report that was released on May 20th. The investigation covered employees on the government payroll, note, in the northern region alone. You know, earlier we had teachers come up to say that their salaries had been frozen by the OSP, but this particular report is centered on the northern region alone, and it goes on to talk about this fictitious school that we've been talking about in the Kumbungu district of the Ghana Education Service, and it uncovered that this particular school did not exist at all, yet this non-existent contrived entity was represented as staffed, and the purported staff were being validated monthly and being paid salaries. So a staggering amount of over 2.8 million cedis was identified as an earned monthly salaries attributed to individuals who were deceased, some retired, some no longer in their positions, flagged as missing, or whose whereabouts were unknown, commonly referred to as ghost names, as we know. Let's now hear from President of the Ghana National Association of Teachers, who's criticized the approach employed by the special prosecutor. He is Reverend Dr. Isaac Owusu.
Every school has a unique name and a code. If OSP has taken pains to visit the directory after your investigation, if you have asked the director of Bungubu that I have seen school A, do you have it in your record? Didn't do any of it. We are not saying that you go and seek permission. But look, this blockade of salary is cut across the country, including teachers on study leave. Innocent teachers, in the month of January and February, innocent teachers salary were blocked. We shouldn't use the state institution to intimidate and threaten individuals. What kind of behavior is that?
To other stories, in labor unions led by the Trades Union Congress has petitioned President Akufo-Addo to intervene in SNIT's resolve to sell 60% of its interest in four hotels to Minister for Agriculture Brian Achampong's Rock City Hotel. SNIT, in a statement, denied any foul play in its decision. Let's hear from General Secretary of the TUC, Dr. Yaoba.
We do not think that the necessary due diligence was done. We cannot imagine that state properties will be sold to a minister of state. For us, it smacks of state capture. We workers of Ghana, we own the funds. We will stop that process. We ask the president to convene a meeting with leaders of organized labor to discuss SNIT. And this is one of it. We expect that the president will invite us as soon as possible, because there are many other issues.
Meanwhile, the unions are threatening to embark on massive industrial action if government fails to halt the deal. An anti-corruption campaigner, Vitus Azim, says the deal raises concerns of conflict of interest, which cannot be overlooked.
I think there is a potential conflict of interest because, you see, this is a politically exposed person. He's in a position to take decisions. But now you hand over 60% of all this. So even you are more or less relinquishing your power to manage. We haven't even seen the cost of the sale to him or the transaction, which is a headache. It's a worry because we don't know how much they're selling. And those are the issues of conflict of interest. You are in government. You are in a position to take decisions. And you are the one going in to buy this company or this.
Now, mom guilt is a pervasive feeling that many new mothers experience. Health professionals say policies that support extended and paid maternity leave are essential for the mental health and well-being of new mothers. In Joyness' latest documentary titled When the Mind Is Not, some mothers who've lived that experience say the three-month maternity leave is woefully inadequate. Here are excerpts from the documentary produced by Emmanuel Jivin.
The risk factors of mental illness can vary from hormonal changes to lack of support and a history of mental health issues.
People generally going through a lot of psychosocial stresses. How much maternity leave am I entitled to? Will I be replaced if I go? So all these are psychosocial stresses that can trigger it.
There is a general lack of awareness and appreciation of postpartum mental health issues.
One of the things that people don't talk about is mom guilt. So you're at work and you're feeling so guilty leaving your... The three-month-old is barely... It's still a newborn. At home, under the care of who? If you don't have the right assistance. I believe that extending maternity leave, I feel that will play a role, a major role in curbing some of these mental health challenges that we face.
You get more from When the Mind Is Not on the Joy News Channel at 6:30 p.m. tonight. Now, provide rubbish bins and discipline those who don't comply. That's the resounding tone of residents, traders and passers-by at the heart of the Kwame Nkrumah Circle, where filth is not a strange element. I was there and this is what I found.
There should give people warning. There should not put cola inside the gutter.
The verdict of these residents and traders at the Kwame Nkrumah Circle is a sum of many others Joy News spoke to. Yes, they are aware of the filth in which they live and sell, but the solution, according to them, lies in the authorities who have to provide them with rubbish bins.
This
place, people choose to throw rubbish anywhere and anyhow. So we need dustbins so that people will find it difficult throwing rubbish on the floor. Just look at how nasty it is to see the heaps of rubbish in the middle of the room.
Even after collection, the nauseating stench that fills the air in the immediate surrounding is not befitting for a city center, reason why some are calling for stringent measures to deal with persons who litter the area.
When it rains, you can't even pass by this area because you will see how the rainwater will expose the littered rubbish all over, and the stench is overpowering. I suggest that the policemen stationed under the bridge discipline those who throw rubbish away carelessly.
And that's it for the News of 6 with me, Hannah Odame. Please log on to myjoyonline.com for more stories with just a click. The Super Morning Show continues. Thank you for your company.